Good morning.
Good morning.
So I mentioned the talk. I mentioned the free health seminar series. Worthwhile?
Very worthwhile.
Could talk about it a little bit. Just, I mean, what was your experience? What?
Well, you know, I had been looking for some kind of solution to, achieving some weight loss. And it's funny that you said your next topic is a safe way to lose weight. And
yeah, I know. That was coincidental, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my first talk that I went to. It was on January 29th, and I believe that's what the date was. It was a Saturday, and Paul did, you did some nutrition response testing on me, and just a brief example of what it was.
Right, a little free health a check using the muscle testing technology, nutrition response testing, right.
Anyways, my dad had told me about muscle testing many years ago, but he said, what you need to do is find someone that does that in your area. And he lives in Idaho. And earlier in 2010, I've heard of your services. And I just kind of ignored it because some of the topics of your seminars weren't applicable to me. But when I saw that safe way to lose weight topic, I go, okay, I got to go to that.
Thus, I have different topics because people tend to eliminate themselves when they think that it doesn't, the particular topic doesn't apply to them. And that's, it's totally reasonable. But okay, yeah, so muscle test, junk science, we've been accused so often of the muscle testing being junk science. Your opinion?
Oh, I'm a total believer in it.
Why?
Why? Well, I guess the results I've had.
Yeah, the simple answer.
Indicator, so.
the simple answer. Results. You know, and is my office busy? So yeah, it's busy. I mean, when you get there, of course, you get there way at the end of the day, as I remember.
Yeah, I always usually try to be the last appointment. So.
Yeah, the last appointment, pretty busy. Last appointment being what? 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so lots of people must be taking advantage of this junk science, huh?
Well, I mean, I've met quite a few people there, so
yeah,
and they're as enthusiastic as I am about the program.
Yeah, yeah. So the talk. I mean, one of the things I do at the seminars is demonstrate the technology. Useful?
Oh yeah. Well, it explains why your body can tell you where you're. Your health concerns are, through the, the reflex system of the body, and it's, I'm no authority on it or anything, but going through the demonstration, it was really interesting how you can pinpoint, specific things your body either needs or specific things that your body shouldn't have, and,
Well, let's speak to that. Let's speak to that. So you came to a talk, and then you ultimately came to my office. You were evaluated using the nutrition response testing technology. What were your specific health concerns that inspired you to search in the first place?
Well, I wanted to lose weight. My gut never really, in the last few years, really hasn't felt quite right.
When you say your gut, you mean your digestive system?
My digestive system.
Like what?
Well, I've known for a long time that I probably have, when I eliminate, I guess you can say, it never felt like I've completely eliminated. And it hadn't felt right for a long time. And I didn't know what, I was getting to the point where I didn't know where feeling right was, what it should feel like anymore.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So the weight loss and the elimination process of the digestive system, what else were you?
Energy, You know, I used to always have a lot of energy, and I was, over the last year or so, I was feeling kind of a decline there. You know, I was about ready to have to go to another size larger pants. And
well, that might...
You know, and I don't like shopping, so I, you know, really want to go out and buy new clothes. And,
oh, my gosh.
And...
The women are just, they're just laughing at you right now. Just laughing.
I know, my wife's total opposite. But.
So, anything else? Any other concerns beside the weight loss, the digestive, you know, processes, the low energy? Was there anything else?
Oh,
nothing off the top. Okay, so
nothing off the top.
Well, I mean, that's enough. You know, I mean, you, and I'm sure that you were told that your energy was decreasing because you were getting older, right? You're at the ripe old age of what?
Yeah, I'm like 52.
Oh, my gosh. So you were, you know, pretty much not only over the hill.
I was at the peak of the hill there. So.
The peak of the hill. So you say. Others might say otherwise. So, but what happened?
Well, you know, I went to that seminar on January 29th, and then I booked my appointment for the 2nd of February. Right away, 3 days later, I guess. And then was evaluated. And you know, I remember I spent about 45 minutes just kind of detailing some of my history. And then was evaluated. Took about 45 minutes or so, maybe an hour. And then a week later, I went in for a summary of the results. And... one of the things that was really surprising to me was you discovered that a food sensitivity.
Uh-oh, the old food sensitivity, like most people do have, by the way, but yeah, and?
Mine was wheat.
Wheat?
Yeah, and I was going, oh, darn, because my favorite beer is a wheat beer, so it could be a problem. So.
Okay, so you got the evaluation and then you know we spent some time, as you say, going over it, and I outlined your individualized nutritional healing program. Correct.
Correct.
It's not a cookie cutter type of situation. You would agree with that.
Uh huh.
And then you went out there and you began to put it in practice, and what results?
Well, I put it in practice right away, and I did. I followed the plan to the T, and over the next 20 days, what really blew my mind was I was losing about a pound a day, and by the 1st of March, I had already lost 20 pounds.
Wow!
It kind of seemed like it just melted off.
And that was, of course, because I put you on this excruciating physical fitness regimen, right?
I didn't do any exercise. That was a funny thing. Other than I walked my dog like I had for the last number of years, you know, 20 minutes each night. That's it. That's all the exercise I really get.
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly. Because what we had discovered was the diet that was totally appropriate for you, for your body, and as a result... all of that stagnation, that obstruction, that stuff you were feeling, you know, overtly in your digestive system, your gut, you know, began to sort of mobilize, didn't it?
It must have, because, it, you know, the funny thing was, you know, by March 1st, I had lost 20 pounds. And then spring break, which was just a few weeks later, maybe 3 or 4 weeks later. We went to Disney World, and that was the first time I really got some great exercise. We just, you know, if you imagine taking your family there, you just seem like you walk for miles, you know, between all the rides. And,
right, you get a lot of exercise.
Yeah, and I remembered after a couple of days of that, I had to use the restroom one day, and it just seemed like I had totally eliminated. And it was the first time I ever felt... like, wow.
Geez,
I don't know how to explain it, but, and then on top of that, it seemed like I had an energy spike.
There
I mean,
you
like,
go. There you go.
But it took about a month, to get to that point, but it was like one day is like the switch turned on.
Yes. And the switch is still turning on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ever since then, I've lost, it varies between a total of 27 to 30 pounds. It seems like it's leveled out. And you told me that when your body gets to the right rate, weight, that your weight loss will level off.
Generally speaking, that's true.
For the last month and a half.
Yeah. Generally speaking, that's true. There are some people who will have some endocrine issues, which need to be addressed. And in some cases, you know, can't be fully addressed because of the damage that's been done over the period of time that they've been eating foods that they're not supposed to. In fact, didn't you have an experience? You related it to me. This was about sugar consumption.
Yeah.
So what would you say? So relate that experience about the consumption of our dear drug, sugar.
Well, at Disney World also that week, I decided, well, I kind of cheated two times. That was it. I had a no sugar added ice cream cone.
Oh.
Which, of course, has sugar in it, I'm sure.
Or chemicals.
Chemicals, whatever.
And?
And one, it seemed super sweet. The guy hadn't had any sugars. The guy had cut out all the sugars.
Right.
And cut out all grains, and with the exception of rice. But it seemed super sweet, for one, so it wasn't quite like what I experienced in the past, I guess. But
well, one of the things that happens, Brad, is that as your body begins to repair itself, of course, one of the things that it repairs is your taste buds. And so what happens is, you know, as these taste buds return, you'll hear some people, in fact, there are more than you can imagine people out there who don't smell well or don't smell at all or don't taste things or don't taste at all. And for the most part, that's simply the normal process of degenerative functional illness. And those things can be restored in many cases. And so you had these desserts, and what was the reaction? What was your body's reaction?
Well, you know, I didn't notice it right away, but you know, the next day I, you know, noticed a difference, but I didn't really pinpoint it back to that, but you know, just gut feeling, you know, that sort of thing.
Ultimately, you did pinpoint it back to that, did you not?
Yeah.
You were just
Well, then the next night we were at another site, and somehow I was convinced that I should have a sundae, ice cream sundae. So that kind of was a double whammy.
And who convinced you? On which shoulder was this? Which shoulder was this? Devil or angel? Which?
Oh, you know.
Not, you don't have to name names.
Yeah.
You don't have to name names. Anyway, so you ate the sundae, and then what result?
Well, again, it just didn't taste right. I mean, it's super, super sweet, all that. But the next day, same thing. And the thing that I find that when I do something like that, I feel it for several days. And it's just, I think it takes a little while for it to get it back out of my system. But
indeed. So if somebody said to you, oh, don't worry about it. This whole sugar thing is a bunch of nonsense. I mean, you know, Rosen doesn't know what he's talking about. And anybody out there who, you know, come on, you can eat anything in moderation, right? Or right?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, that next week I went to my next appointment with you, and you pinpointed that I probably had some sugar.
Oh, you mean the testing revealed it?
The testing did, and so I confessed. And
you confessed? Oh my God!
Anyways, but
yeah, he didn't tell me about it. We just had to pick it up from from the testing. But the point that I'm making is anybody walks up to you now and says to you, "Oh, you know, nonsense. I mean, you know, the you can eat sugar in moderation. Don't worry about it." What would you tell them?
I'd say no. You know, Well, your recommendation was for a specific reason. My body just doesn't react to sugar and to grains.
But you noticed yourself.
But I had to prove it to myself.
And you did. You did. Yeah.
And there's certain other foods that I always like, and the meat line, like bacon.
We're going to get to that, Brad. Hold on. This is so much fun. But we've got to take a break.